Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is primary day. Those of us who live and breathe politics, we've been waiting for this for almost 2 years since Tom Nelson first said he was running. But a reminder that we will have live coverage of the results tonight starting at 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. I will be on with Mike Crute from 9 to 10, which will likely be when some of the races start to be called. TBD, if that means the governor's race will be called by then. Could be 2 days from now, for all we know, depending how close it's going to be. But to talk more about what we can expect, maybe some predictions, I don't know, we are joined by the president of WISP Politics, Jeff Mayers. Great to meet you. I feel like I've been following you on Twitter for a while, but this is the first time we actually get to chat.
Yes, the wonders of Zoom and radio. Glad to be here.
Exactly. So I guess as someone who's been reporting on Wisconsin politics for over 20 years, is that a correct estimation?
Well, probably longer than that. We started WISP Politics 20 years ago, and over 20 years ago now. But before that, I worked at the Wisconsin State Journal. I was the government and political reporter there. So
you've been doing this for a while.
Probably too long.
Well, so I guess in this, how would you categorize in a word what this primary season has been for the last, almost 2 years between the Senate primary and the governor's primary and some of the other races that we've seen?
Crazy. That's one word, right?
Yeah, that is a word.
I can explain. The influence of Trump, obviously, weighing in on the governor's race, weighing in on an assembly race, weighing in, the Speaker Voss race, endorsing his opponent because Robin Voss says you can't decertify the election. What happened in the Senate, the Dem Senate primary, you have three top candidates dropping out in 1 week, basically handing it over to Mandela Barnes. I don't remember anything like that ever happening.
That was going to be one of my questions, because I'm fairly new to trying to, pay attention to this and have opinions on it. Has anything like that ever really happened before as far as it being pretty competitive? I mean, up until 2 weeks, Mandela was the front runner, three candidates who were still, when they were on that debate stage, talking like they were planning to win, and having them kind of like dominoes just fall like that. Have you remember a primary that was kind of that heated?
No. Well, I don't remember anything like that happening in Wisconsin where the candidates, dropped out like that. We did have a Republican gubernatorial primary when Mark Green, a congressman at the time, was and Scott Walker, the county executive of Milwaukee County, were running for the Republican nomination to run against Jim Doyle. And then Walker dropped out and ceded it to Mark Green, which was a prelude to Walker then winning the nomination the next time around. But nothing like this with three major candidates in a row. Now, I was told by a Democratic pollster that it was never really that close. And then if it was never really that close and the rivals to Mandela Barnes were not going to go negative, which they would have had to do, but didn't do because of the backlash from the base. If they weren't willing to go negative, then they weren't going to be able to close the gap. And so I think that's maybe the operatives Senator Tammy Baldwin all say it happened without, the magic hand of somebody putting pressure on. But I think there was, even if there wasn't overt pressure, there was a pressure felt by the candidates to move fast. Let's concentrate on the fall race, which is really the most important thing for Democrats. And I think that that's, however it happened, it happened. Mm-hmm. And Mandela Barnes is going up against the incumbent Republican Ron Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is basically the opposite of what we're seeing, because as of last night, I saw that there's a new independent poll that came out that has 43.8% for Michaels and 43.4% for Clayfish. So, obviously, there's a room for error in that poll, but this is about as close as, at least with the polling, as close as it looks like it could be between the two. And do you think it'll end up being that close when it's all said and done, or has there been other intel that you've picked up on as far as who's has a little bit more energy going into tonight?
Well, there was another poll over the weekend that also showed a close. But now, primary polling, my caution on primary polling, even with big samples, is primary polling is sometimes more art than science. We're talking about voting in the middle of summer, where there's a lot of undecideds. It's subject to a lot of things going on, and so primary polling is just not as certain as general election polling. And well, we've seen that general election polling isn't all that certain sometimes either. I'm not casting aspersions on pollsters; they do their best, but primary polling is tougher, and I think they admit that. But indications, there are other indications it's a close race. About a month ago, Michaels seemed to be in the driver's seat, spending about $1 million a week. Then Clayfish and her allies went negative on Michaels. And shockingly, negative advertising does work. So then
as
you
we
have.
Say we don't like it.
Right. Then so apparently the gap, there wasn't any public polling really in this time. And then just recently, Michaels and his allies went negative on Clayfish, which is a signal that it's tight or they're behind. So, and then these polls come, they seem to confirm that it's tight. I've been in contact with some operatives in the Wild Counties, which are key in Republican primaries. And they say it's very, very tight. And I've had other discussions with Republican operatives. This is shaping up as sort of a, the money versus the grassroots. So, Michaels comes in, he's self-funding, dumps a bunch of money, gains a lot of name ID, has a lot of messaging that appeals to primary voters, gets endorsed by Trump. But Clayfish, she's been trying for the nomination basically since she left office as lieutenant governor. She's done all the things that statewide Republicans normally do. They go to all the Lincoln Day dinners. They endorse candidates, legislative candidates. They do fundraisers for legislative candidates. They travel the state, all these things. And, so she's been at that a while. So you could make the case that she has a better organization, or the case has been made to me. She has more committed voters and more of an organization. Well, in a primary, those things count for a lot. She won the lieutenant governorship back when Charlie Sykes was very influential in Republican primaries on a station in the Milwaukee market. Charlie was very, so that was a huge thing. He basically backed Clayfish. She won. There's not that kind of unanimity in the Milwaukee conservative radio market anymore. But again, who will show up? Who can get their voters to the polls? I mean, this is a cliche, but in primaries, it's especially in close primaries, it's really, really important. So was Michaels able to buy an organization? Use his money to form an organization. I guess we'll find out. The Trump rally, that was important. He showed up, got a lot of publicity, although, he was talking probably as much about Robin Voss as Tim Michaels. So, and Clayfish had her endorsements. Pence, they didn't do a rally. Pence didn't do a rally, but, got a lot of media coverage and, on the issue of law enforcement. And Scott Walker has really been all in for his former lieutenant governor. And he's been, again, in a Republican primary. That's an important thing. So I don't know who will win, but it is a test of Trump's power or the power of money or the power of the grassroots. So I guess we'll see.
And that's kind of the interesting thing. I made this point last week after we saw the primaries come down last Tuesday, and having Blake Masters win over in Arizona, who is a VC, also, I'm assuming, billionaire, maybe only millionaire, but sometimes my mind doesn't know the difference. And when it comes to there being multiple factors beyond just a Trump endorsement, that, you know, Trump also has endorsed Adam Steen, and I don't know if that's going to be enough to carry him over the finish line in that race against Robin Voss, versus Michael's just being able to flood the airwaves and like his media buys, and having just in a 3-month sprint have everyone know who he is because he just had so much money to spend, and how much more powerful that ends up being than just a Trump endorsement, but unable to really take the two apart because they went hand in hand. But that's kind of what I saw with Blake Masters, where it's like, well, he also just had a lot of money behind him, especially with Peter Thiel.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for the situation in Arizona. I can barely keep up with what's going on here. But no. Trump's endorsements, all his endorsements don't pan out in competitive races, right? Even in competitive primaries. He's Bigfoot in Republican politics, but his power seems to be waning. And that's why, Wisconsin will be an interesting test for that. Again, Pence was involved in the Arizona primary for somebody opposite of the Trump-endorsed candidate. And so Trump hasn't, swept the field. Now, the other question is, if the Trump endorsement record is not 100% or mixed in with Wisconsin and other primaries, what's it going to be like in the general election? Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I think there's a lot of operatives on both sides who say that's a drag on the Republican candidate, especially in the suburbs. If there's a Trump endorsement, plus the Roe v. Wade issue and gay rights issue, gay marriage issue, and all that, how does that play in the suburbs of Milwaukee or the suburbs everywhere that are in a big way determining?
Yep. Absolutely. So stick around. We're here with Jeff Mayers, president of WisPolitics, and when we come back, we're going to talk about maybe some other races that we are looking forward to seeing the results from tonight. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.